House Committee weighs bill to let dispatchable resources jump queue, written by Elaine Goodman and read by an automated voice. A bill that would allow dispatchable energy projects to jump ahead in the interconnection queue under certain circumstances sparked debate during a House Energy and Commerce Subcommittee on Energy hearing, April 30. Subcommittee members grilled two panels of experts during the hearing to gather information related to 14 energy-related bills. One of those was H.R. 1047, the Guaranteeing Reliability Through the Interconnection of Dispatchable or Grid Power Act, introduced by Representative Troy Balderson in February. The bill would direct FERC to launch a rulemaking that would allow transmission providers to file requests to move their dispatchable power projects up in the interconnection queue. Applicants would be required to show why the prioritization was needed and how it would improve grid reliance or resilience. Transmission providers also would need to conduct a stakeholder engagement and public comment process before submitting the applications. FERC then would be required to issue a decision within 60 days. Todd Snitchler, CEO of the Electric Power Supply Association, described the provisions of the Grid Power Act as, and quote, an emergency relief valve, and quote, EPSA has endorsed the legislation, and quote, EPSA has endorsed the legislation. What it seeks to do is a very balanced approach to try and address a critical issue in a way that does not immediately advance any one project to the front of the line, and in fact takes a measured approach to try and ensure reliability over time, end quote, Snitchler said in response to questioning from Balderson. Snitchler compared the bill to PJM's Reliability Resource Initiative, or RRI, that FERC approved in February. PJM described the initiative as a way to get shovel-ready projects connected faster by adding them to the final transition cycle of its reformed interconnection process, rather than waiting for the new cycle to be implemented next year. End quote, this has a very similar flavor in trying to address the occasions as they arise in a way that will allow the emergency to be relieved and then go back to business as usual and rides. So Itzler said, the Grid Power Act defines dispatchable power as, end quote, an electric energy generation resource capable of providing known and forecastable electric supply in time intervals necessary to ensure grid reliability. And some lawmakers, including Representative Jake Auchincloss, said that instead of focusing solely on dispatchability, end quote, the first project to get connected should be the first that's ready, end quote. Representative Robert Menendez said, natural gas power plants may face lengthy delays in receiving new turbines. End quote. We want to get projects on the grid. The interconnection process is absolutely a part of that, end quote, Menendez said. End quote. But getting projects on the grid also includes financing, local permitting, and supply chain issues that all must be addressed as well, end quote. Witness Kim Smochniak, a partner at energy law firm Rosell LLP, said the Grid Power Act would make it easier to create an interconnection queue that can, end quote, picks winners and losers among resources. End quote. Smochniak was a special counsel at FERC, where she helped develop the Commission's Order 2023 interconnection reforms. In written comments, Smochniak said that because of the limited transmission capacity, the bill would increase uncertainty and cost for power projects seeking to connect to the grid. End quote. Timely, certain, cost-effective interconnection can make or break whether a project is commercially viable, end quote, she said. No action was taken on the Grid Power Act or other legislation during the hearing. Lawmakers have 10 business days to submit additional questions on the bills.